The Brisbane Lion, written by J.P. Powell and read by Ben Kinden. Sergeant Joe Washington watched from the southern end of the Victoria Bridge as arm in arm they came, a ribbon of colour braided between the metal arches of the bridge that spanned the oily river. Loose-limbed girls with bobbed hair or tight curls pasted to their foreheads, giggling and nudging each other, arms linked. Bobby Soxers and dames, broads and beauties, blondes, brunettes, redheads. Long evening dresses shimmered under the weak lights of the evening brownout, short skirts twirled. Every now and then, a slim figure was in uniform, the drab green and khaki of the AWAS, relieved by a sprig of mimosa or a pink-throated orchid pinned to the collar. A colourful flock, Joe thought, like the gaggle of birds that swept the sky in the early evenings, a flash of emerald and crimson, a swirl of silver. Thank Evans for the rubber control board. The army needs all that rubber, eh? Joe smiled at the expression. True, in both meanings. The skinny man in the rough serge of an Australian private slapped Joe on the shoulder. What do you reckon, you bastard? He turned, brows raised in anticipation of a response, but drew back when he saw the insignia on Joe's shoulder. Not here to cause a blue, are you? Hell no, said Joe, as he cleared the fog from his glasses. Sweat pooled in his eyebrows, and he wiped his upper lip. Joe returned his attention to the women. Too many fights began like that, and anyway, the man had a point. Since vulcanized rubber became a protected commodity, corsets had gone out of fashion. Not that corsets would appeal to jitterbugging dancers, whose short skirts were designed, it seemed to Joe, to show off soft parachute silk knickers. Funny how it had taken a war and thousands of miles packed in a cramped destroyer for him to become a regular at the Trocadero. A crash, followed by the sound of breaking glass. Get your hands off me, you bastard! The men around him turned to watch. A group of Aussie soldiers was gearing up for a brawl. Only a matter of time until Munro and his gang would descend as if from nowhere, batons at the ready, rifles unslung. Let them deal with it, Joe thought, relieved to be off duty, if only for a couple of hours.